Focus.
It is Troy with Wool Focus. Well, things are starting to get a little bit busy, really, aren't they? Especially on the roads. I've noticed it on the drive in to work with the amount of road trains that are starting to carry things left, right and centre. And it's also going to get busy on the railway line as well. And a lady who's always been pushing for safer traffic control measures at level crossings is Lara Jensen. Lara, good morning to you and welcome back on Rural Focus.
Good morning, Troy. How are you going?
Oh, I'm not bad. Now, with these passive level crossing controls, I know that you've put a letter into Main Roads. Have you heard back from Main Roads?
Yes, I did send them a letter. I've received a response back from the Main Roads Managing Director.
Yep.
And the information is limited, but it basically just said that they Main Roads have recently commenced a review of use of giveaway controls at main level crossings across the state. And where the sightline requirements of the giveaway sign are not met, then apparently they're going to consider making a change in control from giveway to stop.
Why is it taking them so long?
Look, I think like all bureaucracies, you know, the wheels turn very slowly. And unfortunately with government departments, it generally takes, accidents in order for action to occur. Mm. And I guess just to give you a bit of background on our sort of lack of faith in terms of Main Roads reviews at Troy, we have had dealings with numerous reviews, obviously over time related to this campaign. You know, for your listeners, I suppose who aren't aware, the Arrimony Level Crossing that claimed the lives of my brother and his friends in 2000, it also claimed the life of another man just 3 years prior. And so as part of our coronial inquest, we had an independent consultant who gave evidence to that inquest into their death and concluded that the signage at the crossing, it wasn't sufficiently conspicuous to warn of the presence of a rail crossing. So despite one death already 3 years prior, that crossing was still not upgraded to a stop sign. And so it took four fatalities and 17 years before Main Roads commissioned lights at that particular crossing. And the reason I was requesting Main Roads, you know, replace the giveway sign with a stop sign is that I have a real problem with something as potentially fatal as the road rail interface that is the passive level crossing, having only a giveway sign in place. And I believe that at the very least, it should be a stop sign to give a motorist, you know,
absolutely,
it's a visual warning to
absolutely
come to a complete stop.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then, you know, you throw the exhaustively documented problem that, you know, that I've spoken to you about on several occasions of train lighting in the mix, and you have a real problem. I mean, the fact is a motorist can't yield to an approaching train they can't see. So that's why I'll continue to campaign that at the very least they have a stop sign. They should also have flashing lights at every crossing, but I'd be happy with a stop sign in place of those giveaway signs until we can get those in place. And it will take some time, but we're not going anywhere, Troy. Yeah.
Why does it have to take so long? Can't these already be done just to change from a giveaway to a stop sign?
Yeah, well, this is my argument, Troy, is that there's no price differential between a giveaway and a stop sign. So why wouldn't Main Roads want to give the motorist every available opportunity to come to a physical stop instead of just a giveaway? Because we know that train lighting or train visibility is it's a well-documented issue, and it's a real problem out there. I mean, since I've been staying with my parents in Gemelling, I've had a good drive around here. A lot of these crossings on approach, they're very overgrown. And this is another issue, that the angle of these crossings is often quite obscure, and you're looking at different lighting conditions and also inclement weather, like, you know, fog and heavy rain. There's all these sorts of scenarios the motorists can face, and there is really no excuse that we've still got giveway signage in place at these crossings in 2022. I mean, it's a railroad interface, you know, potentially catastrophic consequences when there's an interaction. And I'm very concerned with, you know, the impending harvest. I guess, Troy, it's another bumper year, as we all know, and with that comes the increase in rail and road, road movements. Yeah, it's a busy agricultural time, as we know, and we just want to sort of stop another accident happening to, other families.
The thing that got me is Main Roads say where signs do not meet sightline requirements that they will consider changing the crossing control. Well, don't consider it, just do it.
That is my argument. Yep, just scrap them completely.
What are they
considering? There is no place for a giveaway sign at a passive level crossing. I mean, it's just a complete joke. And these reviews are also very difficult for us to take because, you know, how many more people have to die, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it only takes one more.
Yeah, that's right. And in our, you know, particular circumstances, four beautiful young people gone just to get flashing lights 17 years later. I mean, that is a classic case in point as to how slow the wheels turn, Troy, I think.
Do you just feel like you're beating your head against a brick wall?
Yeah. Luckily, I signed up for a marathon, not a sprint. in addition to all our other families, like we've had dealings with government departments, and it, you know, it's a multifaceted issue. And I've got a meeting with the regulator tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm not giving up. You know, I don't mind having a dialogue with these people, but they have to understand how serious this situation is. And if they choose to ignore it, then they have to live with the consequences. I personally can sleep at night because I'm doing all I can in conjunction with the other families that are part of this campaign. So we're giving it our all here to save another family. It's too late for our family members, but you know, it's just wrong, Troy, in this day and age. I mean, these crossings are no longer traversed by horse and cart, and the agencies involved with rail safety, they need to get out of the dark ages and get a wriggle on and do something before more lives are lost, particularly with harvest impending.
I think stopping all of this, they just should have put a stop sign in there in the first place.
Yeah, well, I mean, you would have thought after the first young man lost his life, they would have put a stop sign at the Yarramundi level crossing, but they didn't. He only had a triangular, it was a triangular sign, crossing sign, that was it. And then all my brother and his friends got was a give way sign that was obscured by vegetation anyway, you know. So the following morning after they were killed, the vegetation was extensively cleared around there. So we knew it was a problem. It was a notorious crossing. Do something. You know, it should have been done after the first young man lost his life.
Absolutely. Yep. No, change them all from give way to stop signs and then see how things go. But
like at the very least. And we'll continue to campaign for the solar-powered crossings. And as you know, we've got a petition going at the moment. Troy, we're putting out all stops here. we are concerned, and particularly if these harvests continue like they're going. The thing is that these rural families are really, these are the people that are at the most risk of being impacted by these tragedies, if not their own family member, but part of their network. And you know, these communities, we know, never get over that. It's, human life's a precious thing, and it's worth fighting for, isn't it?
That it most certainly is. Well, keep fighting the good fight and see how we go.
Thank you so much, Troy, as always, and really appreciate your interest and your support with this story. It really helps. We're giving it all we've got, and we're getting battle weary, but we'll never give up on it.